guys. Good day, good day, good morning, whatever time of the day that you are going to be listening to this. I just want to officially welcome you into the month of November. Happy new month. So yes, very quickly, I'll go straight to the point. This is Podcast Friday, Stroke with Lois. And 2 weeks ago, I sent in some memos asking you to ask your questions about me. What do you want to know about Lois, you know? And I compiled the list together. It came up to 20 questions, 20 beautiful questions. So without wasting any more time, I'm just going to go straight to the point, try my best to answer these questions in the shortest time possible, pass my message across, and hope that somebody gets blessed out there one way or another. So yes, I'm starting. Have you always been this adventurous?
I would say yes. Just that, you know, growing up, my dad didn't like us to travel as much. But then, one way or another, I think your destiny just overtakes, you know, your destiny just overtakes others. And I eventually did a course that, practically speaking, I'm supposed to be traveling. So yes, that was how I started traveling. I found out that I loved it. I met new people. I want to keep meeting new people. I want to see the world in a different light. So yes, I have always been this adventurous. Second question, do you feel like you're too awesome sometimes? Actually feel like I'm awesome, but I don't feel like I'm too awesome. I am a very difficult person. Like, I am very difficult. So I don't feel I'm too awesome, because if you don't know me, it can be a lot for you. But if you really know me, like if we have passed our stages, those stages where we have broken all the barriers down, then you know that I'm an awesome person. And I mean, I would say I'm a 9.5/10, you know, for whatever reason that may be. So yes, I feel like I'm awesome, but I don't feel like I'm too awesome sometimes. Third question, why are you so pretty and have a kind heart? Why am I so pretty? I think those are genes. My genes are speaking for me. You know, have you met my mom? She's so pretty, she's so beautiful, and she is really cute. And why do I have a kind heart? You know, growing up, I saw a lot of things. Different things happened in life. I've witnessed things. Different things I've seen my mom do or my parents have done. And so, yes, that is why I have a kind heart, because I would say thought right from the onset on learning how to appreciate life, helping people. So I think that's it for me. Next question, what is your source of income? What is my source of income? As at now, you know, I'm waiting for NYSC Alawi. I heard they have increased it to 30,000, you know, I'd be 31,000. So as at now, it's actually NYSC Alawi I'm waiting for. Other things that add to my purse. Anytime I have the opportunity to make money, I work my ass off. I try my best to give myself the life that I deserve and the life that I want. I'm very independent, like very extremely independent. I don't like somebody begging me. I don't like to be begging people, no. So I just, anytime I get the opportunity to work, make money, I just throw in the towel, basically. I'm putting a lot out there. And then again, I give a lot to people. So yes, what does the Bible say? Givers never lack. Then again, I pay my tithe. So I mean, one way or another, like, money always shows up whenever I need it, one way or another. You know, different things basically contribute to my source of income. But then I think the bottom line is God always provides, you know, biblically speaking and logically wise, because I do not have a stable source of income right now. Yes, so the next question, number 5, what makes you so determined and focused? Okay, what makes me so determined and focused? Well, I happen to just have this dream, this vision that nobody else can see apart from me. So I would say what makes me determined and focused is that a lot has been given to me, a lot has been poured into me. So for some reason, I just feel if I cannot, you know, give back with that same measure or a higher measure, you know, if I cannot increase the capacity in which I give back. I mean, what's the saying too? Who much is given, much is expected. So if I cannot give back, you know, then I mean, I see it as like I have failed in some way. So yes, that's what makes me determined and focused, because I just have this big dream. I have this big vision that only me can see. In fact, I cannot even see the vision. I can only see pictures, because I'm growing every day. The vision is changing, you know. I only know, okay, this is what I want, this is what I want. A lot of people see me and feel like I know exactly what I want, but that's a no-no. I know what I want. I don't just know exactly what I want. You know, God keeps changing it every day. I'm like, I don't know what the final big picture is going to look like, but I know that, okay, this is this, this is this, and this is this. So yes, those are one of the things that make me so determined and focused. Next question, what is your biggest challenge so far? Actually, my biggest challenge so far is laziness, procrastination. Laziness is that I am selectively lazy. Anything that has to be making money, business, no, I can't be lazy because I need my money. You know, I love shopping, I love spending, so I need my money. But like in trying to pursue my dream, in trying to pursue my vision, sometimes I'm lazy, sometimes I procrastinate trying to do some work, you know, and then keep it up until last minute. There was this time I procrastinated wearing earrings for like 3 weeks. These earrings were not like far from me, you know. It can just be, oh my God, it can be wonderful sometimes. You know, I think that's what even happens to me with my texting and all of that. I'm huge online, but once those messages start piling, it's just that it takes conscious effort from me to say, okay, Lois, you're just going to keep replying these messages and you're not going to let it pile up. You know, so I think, yeah, those are like my biggest challenges so far: laziness, procrastination, and it is not a good habit, but I am praying to God to, you know, help me with it and also try my best. Next question, are you in a relationship? No, please. Are you dating somebody right now? Next question, no, please. I am not dating anybody. I am a single Pringle. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, okay, not ladies, please. I don't do ladies, only do gentlemen. Shoot your shots kindly, you know, apply everything. Message me on my podcast, send message via my email, the contact address is on my blog, the contact area, you know, slide into my DM on my WhatsApp, and what else, on Instagram, send me a DM, on Twitter, send me a DM, I'm gonna reply you, you know, and then we can see how we can kick things up from there. I mean, do not be shy. Yeah, you shoot your shot, the better, not the one that you come and be shooting your shot tomorrow, you come and be hearing that, I'm sorry, yo, I've been taking, you know, I'm off the market. Please, that story is a touch. Shoot your shot now while you can, so that we can know what, where we can start from, okay? Yes, guys. So, next question. Tell us what we need to know about your mood swing. You just need to know that my mood swings are terrible. My mood swings are terrible. My mood swings are terrible. Yes, repetition, they say, is for emphasis. I can go from a 0 to 100. Like, 0 to 100, you know, honestly, man. My mood can just flip, different things can happen, but whenever I have my mood swings, I need space as much as possible. It's like, okay, give me space, give me time to shrug off this feeling, you know, and all of that. I try my best not to talk to people or that sort. Like, I just need space. I just want to be in my head, but just know that my mood swings can be terrible, and in times like that, I do not want to talk to you. Basically, I need time. Next question, why do you like shouting? I always found this question offensive, guys, but I mean, it's what I do. So okay, why do I like shouting? I have a really loud voice, that's for starters. I cannot whisper. I find it so hard to whisper. So if I'm not shouting, if I'm not making noise, if I'm not hyping you, you're my friend, and I'm not hyping you, I'm making all the noise in the world to show you that I love you, to show you that I really appreciate you, to just make you feel happy and laugh. I don't know, that's not Lois, because I shout a lot, I make noise a lot.
I feel it adds to the craze though. I feel it's like adds to the whole hype of everything. So yes, sometimes my friends have to tell me, Lois, it's just the both of us in the room, or it's just three of us in a room, we can hear you, you are not in a rowdy place, stop shouting, you know. So it takes a lot of conscious effort, but I have this like really loud voice, and a lot of times, like, because like I'm almost in and out of the choir almost every time, and people are like, I don't need a microphone to sing because of my voice. So I think that adds to it. Yes, why am I always shouting? It's just the lowest thing, Joe. So yes, next question. What inspired you to start your blog and podcast? What inspired me to start my blog? I think back in secondary school, you know, high school, whatever, I saw them making my school's website too. I was interested. But then I got into the university and I forgot all about it, basically. And I started like doing some little sort of internship at my school's radio station, and one of the IT students there had a blog, right? And I was like, oh, I remembered. I'm like, oh, like back in the day I actually wanted to start this. And so I started researching, I started getting my work together, started putting two and two to know what, you know, that I want to do. But I just told myself that it wasn't just going to be the normal entertainment blogs, and I mean, we've had enough of that, you know. So I asked God, hey, what do you want me to do? And he told me this. And initially he was like, every day was there, I was posting like every day and stuff, until, you know, the assignment became clearer, the vision became clearer, I know what to do better, I've improved a lot of things. It just took a single step and talking to God on that. So yes, that is how I started my blogging. And for my podcast, like I said, I was doing some little internship at my radio station, or my school's radio station rather. So I got involved in one of these programs, like when I got into the university, like my first year. And I learned how to co-anchor, write outline scripts, and a lot of people, down to my vice chancellor, thought that I was like a mass communication student. And people feel that I'm going to be some media whatnot mogul someday. But that is basically how I started podcasting, finding a lot or learning a lot about how the radio works and everything. So I'm like, okay, I think I should give this a shot. You know, it's not every time people just want to write. Sometimes they want to hear your voice, you know, every time they want to read rather. Sometimes they also want to hear your voice, and sometimes they also want to see videos of you. But thank you, I don't think I have that capacity yet for YouTube, and I'm not going to limit myself, but I don't think I have a capacity yet for YouTube and vlogging. So yes, next question. What is your ideal friendship like? My ideal friendship is a love affair. I had to be slow on that, just so you know, you can understand what I'm saying. If I call you my friend at all, you know that I love you, you know that I want you to love me, I want to learn from you, I want to support you, I want you to support me, I want you to teach me, you know, I want to go all out for you, I want to give you, I want to show you how much I appreciate you. I do not take my friendships and my relationships for granted in the slightest way, whatsoever way possible. I do not. I go out of my way, because people that I call my friends mean a lot to me. It means that, hey, I am down for you, Lois, whatsoever. And I mean, it's the little things that always matter in my friendship. So my ideal friendship is really deep. It's not on the surface at all. It is really deep. Yes, that is my ideal friendship. Next question. What motivates you to make strangely hilarious videos? Okay, if you're on my WhatsApp, you know that I make some strangely hilarious videos sometimes. And you see, when I'm down or I feel some certain way that I'm not feeling the vibe, you know, I just make these videos to make myself laugh, feel stupid, and laugh at myself, and just enjoy the moment, basically. And I find that people are also laughing, and they're like, oh my God, love it. So it's like I'm creating my happiness, and I'm also helping you to laugh. I'm also putting smiles on your faces. So it's like, if I mean, it doesn't cost nothing to do all that. And
life is too short to waste your time being depressed and everything. And then the next time when I'm down again, I go back to this video sometimes. In as much as I don't want to, like sometimes you're down, you just want to sit there. I go back to these videos, I watch them. One way or another, they make me laugh, they crack me up. And I mean, that solves my case. So yes, that is why I make really hilarious videos. For the fun of it and to make myself happy and you happy as well. Next question, whatever happened to the magazine you were doing? So this is mind-blowing. I'm about to tell you something mind-blowing. It was basically, we had a model and every for the magazine. It was a good setup. We had plans. I was working on it with my very good friend. But it just had to do with me having to depend on people to hold up their side of the bargain to always provide content. And that's not me for the most part of it, you know. I don't like depending on people. Mm-mm. So it's like, it was a lot because I felt at some point I couldn't handle because my blog was there. And then the magazine, and you know, it wasn't a bad thing to okay put my idea out there and say, okay, this is what I want to do. I mean, you just have to keep trying, you just cannot be laid back. So that was what happened. We had to stop. And then what's the word, let me bust your head. Yes, that's the word. Let me bust your head. A couple of months later, if not a year later too, someone hit me up and was willing to pay me to write content for a magazine of such. So yes guys, moral lesson of the story, put your work out there, put yourself out there, don't hold up those ideas, because even if you hold them up, someone else might eventually still like get to know them one way or another. Like one of my friends will always say, ideas are flying in the spirit, something like that. So I mean, if you're not going to do something, God is going to bring someone to do it, you know. God is going to drop the idea in someone's hands. So do not be laid back. If you have that idea, put it out, start learning stuff from somewhere, and you never know where it's going to take you later in future. So next question, how do you blend your spiritual life and handling the pressures of society? I'm not going to say that society doesn't have pressures. I mean society has a lot of pressures. But you know, when something is already part of you, it's just like seeing law is down, or seeing law is not posting on WhatsApp for like what, a day or two, everybody's gonna be hitting me up like, hey loves, are you okay, you know, what's happening to you? So it's like something that is a part of me. I've always been spiritual right from like when I was young, upbringing and everything. I've learned about God in different ways, and most importantly, God has been there. I mean, life has happened, a lot of things have happened, and it just was God. Like I just couldn't explain it. So when you know that it has been God from the very beginning, you have seen God, you have experienced the things that he has done for you, I mean, what do you want to say again? So if you see me in church dancing, if you see me throwing all my cares to the world, like I do not care when I'm dancing or praising God, just know that God has been there for me when nobody else has, basically, or when nobody understood. It was just God, and I feel I owe him that much, okay? And it is even still God up until today. So yes, I feel I owe him that much. He's the very source of my being. I will always acknowledge everything that he does for me, and I cannot hide it. If you have a problem with that, that's your cup of tea. Next question, how do you eat so much and it doesn't affect you? I think that's good genes. That is still good genes. You haven't met my mom. Oh my gosh, she eats a lot. Everyone at her age, she likes good food, she eats a lot. Like my mom eats a lot, and she's still small, she's still, you know, pretty good around. So that's how I eat a lot, and it doesn't affect me. Plus I have this very fast metabolism, so a lot of people find it really easy to gain weight and find it really hard to lose weight. Mine is like the reverse. I lose weight very easily, very very easily. I can lose weight in like, I can start my process of losing weight in 1 week. I say I want to be slimmer than this, but to gain weight it can take me like 1 or 2 years tops, like of continuous eating, like morning, afternoon, evening, different food targeted, adding weight, junk, you know, juice, all this rishi. 1 or 2 years of continuous eating, you know, that way for me to add weight. So that's how God made me. I mean, and I cannot complain. Like my parents have even given up. They used to complain before, but they've given up. I mean, that's how God created me. That's how God created me. And if everybody's looking for this, I see this as a blessing. So yes, do you drink water before, during, or after eating? This is a very funny question. I drink water after eating, please. Next question. Please pay attention to every sentence I'm going to make in this question, okay? Are you celibate? If yes, how long have you been? For the most part of it. Yes, I have been celibate, and I've been celibate for almost 2 years now. So yes, if you see me on the road, kindly just give me lip balm, because a sister has not even kissed. So kindly give me lip balm, you know, let me just apply and put some like lip applicator on, so you know that's it's just a way of cheering me up. Like keep strengthening yourself, sister. Keep, you know, holding on, keep pushing, keep striving, and one day it'll go better for you. Yes, I think that's it. Next question. This is the second to the last question. How did you make your first million? How did I make my first million? I went on a work and travel program. Yes, I worked abroad, worked my ass off, you know, basically. You know, I made my first million at 19. So a lot of times when people look at motivational speakers, like when they're like, hey, I made my first million at 19, they're like, oh, right, you know, hit me. Say something refreshing, say something else. I'm just like, okay, been there, done that. And I will say it was God who gave me all the strength that I had to pull through, because it wasn't easy at all, and a lot of other things involved. But yes, I made my first million at 19, and I made it through a work and travel program abroad. And the very last question we've come to, who is Lois? Who is Lois? That's a very broad question. I mean, a lot of things. I mean, I'm your hype man, I'm your life of the party extraordinaire, I'm a giver, I'm someone with a beautiful soul. I can be a bitch sometimes, yes, I'm sorry for using that word, but yes, if you provoke me, you do not want to see the other side of me, I can be very rude. Oh my God, I've calmed down a lot. I can be very rude, but I try my best not to bring out that part. But if you think, say, your head hot, you know, that kind of situation, I'll go fix you there. Yes. So what else? I'm a lot of things, basically, but most importantly, life has happened, and I've learned, I've had my experiences, I've had my fair share. So I think everything has added or contributed to making me the woman that I am today, and I'm still growing into. So yes, Lois is a lot of things, depending on what you are to her, you know. So yes, I think that's it. So guys, we have come to the end of today. We've come to the end of Talk with Lois Podcast Fridays. Whatever question you want to ask, or you feel I didn't answer, or you didn't get the chance to ask, feel free to slide into my DMs. Feel free to leave a voice message via Anchor, send an email or whatnot. Don't forget to check the site, loispiration.com. We have amazing content. I mean, I'm your plug, okay? So don't forget to do that. And see you in 2 weeks. I have something really amazing to talk about. God bless you. Happy new month. Stay safe. I love you guys. Bye.